I'm Carol Hills with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. When an American flees to join the so-called Islamic State, should they be allowed to come home? Hoda Mathana left Alabama to join ISIS in Syria. Now, after the collapse of the extremist group's stronghold in Syria, she's in a refugee camp and wants to return home. President Trump tweeted she will not be allowed to come back. He said she was never a U.S. citizen to begin with, though her family and lawyer maintain she is. Jesse Morton is a former jihadist recruiter. He served time in jail, but he was allowed to return to the U.S. Now he runs the group Parallel Networks to rehabilitate other radicalized individuals. Jesse, what do you think of Hoda Muthana's case? Should she be allowed to come back to Alabama?
I do actually believe that she should be allowed to return to the state. I think this is actually an opportunity to prove that rehabilitation and reintegration of people that went on to become foreign fighters with ISIS can sometimes be the most credible voices in deterring others. If she was able to return to the States and receive the proper intervention services she's in need of, she, in fact, could become a voice sort of similar to the one that I have become.
What year was this that you became radicalized and got involved?
So it was, radicalization is a process. It's not an event. I converted in 2000, early 2000, and I think that the onset of my radicalization came with 9/11, like many others. But by 2003, I was a serious, committed preacher.
And your Muslim name was Yunus Abdullah Muhammad. You create Revolution Muslim. You're actively recruiting people. And your turnaround, your rejection of radical Islam, it didn't come on your own. You were arrested in 2011 in Morocco and brought back and convicted and spent time in prison. Persuade Americans why you should have been given a second chance.
Well, I had actually ran from threatening the writers of South Park to Morocco, and while I was there, the Arab Spring.
Let me interrupt you right there. Let me interrupt you right there because our listeners might not know that you had threatened the writers of the TV show South Park because you thought they were anti-Islam.
Well, they portrayed the Prophet Muhammad. They really didn't, and it would require some explanation. But an individual affiliated with my website did post threats, clear direct threats to them, and then he got arrested trying to travel to Somalia to join Al Qaeda's outfit there. So I ran knowing I would soon be arrested. But what happened when I went to Morocco was very important for us to understand what needs to occur here in this situation of these female cases that are coming up now. Because when I got to Morocco, the Arab Spring broke out. But the most important thing was that I was extracted from the network. I no longer had day-to-day contact, and the social psychological forces that kept me going in regard to my extremism were removed. But really, my transition came in contact with an empathetic FBI agent who eradicated the black and white worldview that they were waging a war against Islam. I went on to turn and to become an informant and to cooperate with the government. And since that time, I've been working to repair some of the damage that I caused.
And you received a reduced prison sentence because of that cooperation, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Let's go back to Hoda Muthana. Do you think she should face jail time too?
Absolutely. 100%. And it should be a very lengthy sentence. I mean, the degree to which she acted is severe. However, there are mechanisms for rehabilitating her inside of prison, and it's a very good opportunity for us to learn more about that. This is a female case where the roles that females play inside of jihadist movements actually decrease the risk for violence. And she won't have access in a federal prison to disseminate radical ideas.
In what way do they decrease the likelihood of violence?
For women roles?
Yes.
So women play a very different role. They're not allowed by the verdicts or the fatwa of jihadist scholars to carry out attacks unless they're in a situation where they're in defense, like if they're living in Raqqa and there's people approaching that are enemies of Islam, so to say. So the role that women play is as mothers, right? You can see with regard to the children that have been born under ISIS and in the refugee camps. But they're also chief radicalizers and propagandists. The message that women send is that men are weak and they're not acting. Look at me, I'm acting on behalf of the cause.
There have been multiple cases of women involved in extremist Islamic terror attacks. I mean, one that comes to mind is Tashfeen Malik, the woman in the husband and wife team who carried out the attack in December 2015 in San Bernardino. So it seems like women do take part in these attacks.
It is true that you do have young people that are living on the periphery, like the case of Tashfin Malik, who certainly did not coincide with what ISIS would have considered permissible. And that is the case.
I think what's tough in these cases, there's also the case of the British woman, Shamima Begum. Neither of them sound terribly remorseful, to be brutally honest. I mean, the comments they're making are comments because they're suddenly in a very tough spot, particularly the case of Shamima Begum. I mean, there's not a lot of kind of, you know, this was awful what I did. This is terrible. The expressions coming across are, I really want to be forgiven. I really want to become a part of, you know, either the UK or the US. I'm not scary. But it seems to be statements based on the predicament they're in now. How do you persuade either Britons or Americans that these individuals should be welcomed back or brought back, even to face due process?
Well, they shouldn't be welcomed back, and they should be treated as essentially enemies of the United States, which in fact they are. We do have to understand that they suffer, like anyone else that's been in a war zone, from the trauma of war, and they've been heavily indoctrinated. But they were indoctrinated before they left, but that's even worse now. That's not the concern here. The concern is risk for the American public. Do they pose a risk to commit an act of violence, or is there any risk that they could, let's say, escape or anything like this? There is zero risk that that's the case. These are women. They might have very radical ideas, but still, it's an opportunity if we look at it in the right light. I know that that sounds a bit off-base, but the fact that these women are not going to pose a risk for violence, that they will receive an incredibly long prison term, and the fact that, yes, they are continue to support an ideology that is heinous, they won't have an opportunity to express that ideology any longer. The benefits here outweigh the harms.
Jesse Morton is a former jihadist recruiter. He now runs the group called Parallel Networks, aimed at rehabilitating other radicalized individuals.